the pleasing thing about the game was that we got the win. But I did ask the lads after Saturday's performance at Darlington that I didn't get excited by anything. And obviously the game the other night, I said to them before the game, you know, I want some excitement. And we certainly got excitement. From a manager's point of view, it's not the sort of excitement you want. But I was just a bit frustrated how easily we conceded four goals. But obviously to score five, and especially the second half performance, we got a bit of a fortune with the retaking penalty. But it's probably the first bit of luck we've had for a couple of weeks.
Okay, looking ahead to Barrow, then another trip away. Obviously disappointment last week at Darlington. And I think there you said it was one of those days where my players were, they were giving me 5, 6 out of 10 performances when I needed a 7, 8, and an 8 out of 10 performance. Can you put your finger on that now? You've had a week to reflect on that one as well.
I think looking at that, yeah, I mean, myself and Gary felt that Saturday Darlington, I thought it was the poorest game I've seen this season, and obviously felt for the people who obviously travelled up there, because there was nothing on the day that really was geared to seeing a good football match. You've got to look at obviously the problems we've got at the moment. We've got a big chunk of the squad missing, and the lads who have gone in have done reasonably well, but you know, from the start that we had with the lads who were in there, they propelled us to sort of like a playoff spot. So I don't think we can be too hard on the players. The players are going out there to do everything they can to keep us up there, but there has been a lot of change over the last couple of weeks with players missing, so that hasn't helped at all. But I always say that, you know, there's not much you can do about lads who are missing. It's important that the ones who go in there, seize that opportunity.
Looking at some of the other positives as well, Steve, you seem to be getting goals pretty much through the side as well. That must be pleasing.
Well, it's just as well, really, because, you know, at the moment, I think Nick Wright's the top scorer with 6, I think he's got now. But Steve Guyne and Mark Williams, Jamil, have all sort of chipped in games, but none of them have really got up to near double figures yet. And as a striker, you know, you're always judged by your goals, but I think their overall performances have been good as well. So, but yeah, it's pleasing that we're getting goals from other areas, and obviously while the strikers are, you know, maybe not hitting the back of the net on a regular basis, it's good that other players are getting in on the score.
Looking ahead to Barrow, then, a couple of places behind you in the league. They've had some decent results as well, haven't they?
I think what's shown this season, it's a very tight league, and there's been that many interesting results. And, you know, you think one minute that a team's going on a run and then they go somewhere and get beat. And, you know, I mean, the one thing about Barrow, wherever they are in the division, going to somewhere like Barrow is always a difficult place. You know, the crowd get right behind them there. And over the years, from experience, I know that Barrow has been a place that it's very difficult sometimes to get a result there.